This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The University of Cincinnati Adjunct Advocacy Association formed last year, arguing there hasn't been an increase in pay for part-time teachers since 2003, and advocating for better treatment of the adjunct faculty in general. This week, the group is raising more awareness and plans an on-campus demonstration Wednesday. And joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the position of adjunct professors on college campuses is University of Cincinnati Adjunct Advocacy Association President and College of Arts and Sciences Adjunct Associate Professor of English, Mark Kissling. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And those of you listening can join our conversation now at 513-419-7100. You can also email talk at wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets and try to get some of those into the show as well. So, Mark, give us the lowdown here. What do you think the situation is from the perspective of an adjunct professor on the campus at UC?
Well, if I could just clarify first, at the top you said that there hadn't been an increase in pay since 2003. And the clarification is that's just for some colleges. The first thing to know about UC is that it's made up of a number of colleges, I believe at least 14. And the college, each college pays a different rate, and some colleges probably have increased their pay since 2003. Also, I'm referring to the base rate of pay, the starting pay, and that's the case with the college that I teach in, the College of Arts and Sciences.
Okay, so what exactly are you concerned about?
Well, that's what got me interested because I've been teaching as an adjunct at UC continuously since 1990, and I've only had one raise in my pay as far as the base rate went. More recently, I have been promoted and did get an increase with each of the two promotions that I've had. But for many years, I was getting the same rate and started to become concerned that, you know, I had been doing this for about 20 years and someone who was walking in and doing it for the first time was being paid the same as I was and also had the same rank, which was instructor.
How many classes do you teach?
I'm currently teaching three classes. One of those I co-teach.
Okay, so is that pretty typical for an average adjunct faculty member at UC? Do you take on about three classes or is it, I mean, I assume it runs the gamut between one and three, but what is the average?
It certainly runs the gamut. There are some adjuncts who maybe teach one class per year. And there are some adjuncts who teach the absolute maximum they can, which is five classes between fall and spring semester, and then they can also teach additionally in the summer.
Okay, so for the three courses that you're teaching, including the one that you're co-teaching, how many hours do you think you work per week?
I think I probably work about 15, 16 hours per week on those three classes. It varies, you know, more at the end of the semester, slightly less at the beginning when you're just getting started.
Okay, so how do you break down, say, what the average wage would be? What would the average, if you don't know the salary number offhand, but can you break it down by what the hourly rate might be for somebody in a position similar to yours?
Well, I haven't done all that math, but the amount that someone teaching one class, let's say, in arts and sciences, starting position is $2,700 for the semester, and that's 14 weeks. And so if you're putting in, you know, eight-ish hours per week for that class, someone else can take it there from the math.
Okay. And so how many courses by a percentage are taught by adjunct faculty members at UC?
Not exactly sure about the number of courses, but I do have a recent figure that adjuncts make up 40% of the faculty.
So then the university seems to be heavily reliant on some of the part-time instructors.
Absolutely. And this is something that most universities in the country are also in the same situation, very reliant on part-time help.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's very affordable. The amount of money that I just quoted there is extremely affordable. No benefits, no health benefits or other costs to UC in order to teach classes that otherwise, you know, to pay a full-time faculty member, the cost per class would be considerably more.
So what do you hope comes out of a week like this, where there is attention being given to the issues that you're raising?
Well, thanks for asking that, because what we're trying to do is not be antagonistic toward UC. We just feel that there isn't a lot of awareness. We feel that we might not be on the radar by virtue of, as we were talking about, some of the lack of raises. So we're just trying to do this as an awareness-building campaign, trying to get the attention of the UC community and then expressly the administration.
It looks like you have gotten the attention of the Faculty Senate. They, according to the news record, the campus paper at UC, the Faculty Senate passed a bill pledging to help adjunct concerns. Can you talk a little bit about the support that you've received from the full-time faculty?
Yes, thank you. I am a member of the Faculty Senate. There are actually two part-time faculty members who are elected by the rest of the part-time faculty to the Senate. I am one of them. And we worked with the Faculty Senate last year to develop a resolution to the administration. And just actually on September 12th, in September's Faculty Senate meeting, the Faculty Senate unanimously passed a resolution in support of part-time faculty to study their needs. And that is something that is going on this year within a reporting date on December, and ultimately, hopefully, a report and recommendations going to the administration in April of 2020.
Let's talk about some of the components within that resolution. Again, as reported by the news record, the campus newspaper at the University of Cincinnati, it looks like there are four key components to that, one of which is to have a committee research the practices for onboarding of part-time faculty across colleges. So does that suggest that the part-time faculty members are looking for more opportunities to join in a full-time capacity?
Many are, for sure. That's sort of the dream of a number of adjuncts, not necessarily all of them, but a lot of part-time faculty are interested in becoming full-time faculty. The problem with the onboarding is, I mentioned there are so many different colleges, and then within the colleges there are so many units or departments, as they're called, and not every one of them does a very even-handed job of onboarding. A survey of adjuncts that was done in 2015 found that 88% were unaware of the promotion opportunity, which is pretty important because that's the only way to get an increase in pay, and yet eight to one, they didn't know about it. So this is one of the things that needs to be addressed in the onboarding.
Yeah, and that looks like it's sort of related to point number two here, which is that you want to see information and communication through a centralized university unit and through each college concerning rights, benefits, and opportunities of and responsibilities to part-time faculty.
Right. That would take care of it from one place instead of leaving it up to the myriad departments of the colleges.
Okay. And you are also seeking an improvement of working conditions, part-time faculty, including but not limited to benefits, salary, and professional development. So you're seeking to have some of those offerings to full-time faculty members given to the part-time people as well?
Well, some of the things, again, vary widely, like office space, for example. Not every part-time faculty member has access to office space or computer or technology on campus. Some of them are mandated to meet with students, and therefore they have to do it in the library or some other setting. I should say, though, that the university just came through in a big way for part-time faculty by opening the Faculty Enrichment Center. It's the fifth floor of the Langsam Library. It's a terrific facility. We just held a part-time faculty there, and it's very welcoming and designed to help part-time faculty as meeting spaces and to provide technological opportunities there.
We did reach out to the University of Cincinnati for comment on the issue, and the Director of Public Relations, M.B. Riley, responded with this statement, quote, "We are open to all campus voices and to continuing conversations that have brought us some significant strides in the past due to the opportunities provided by faculty shared governance concerning operations. Thanks to representation and resources, avenues for continuing dialogue are available, and we look forward to further progress." How has administration in general responded to some of the part-time faculty's concerns?
Well, we don't know that they have officially yet, but I do want to thank M.B. Riley for that statement. And the reference to faculty shared governance is, in fact, the Faculty Senate, which is sort of an advisory body to the president, board of trustees, and the provost's office. So it sounds like from this statement that they're trusting in the process, which we are following, and hopefully that means they'll give us a very fair hearing when we have something to report to them in April.
So you have this demonstration on Wednesday, but tonight you are also participating in the teach-in town hall. Is that correct?
Yes, I'll be a guest of the Young Democratic Socialists of America student organization town hall on campus tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, and then for the demonstration on Wednesday, what will we see visually from that?
Well, we're hoping to get, you know, a couple of dozen people to hold up signs, and these are all positive, really mostly awareness about our advocacy association itself. We'll have some part-time faculty members participating, also the full-time faculty representing the AAUP, the University Professors, and also the student organization that I just mentioned. So among those three groups, we're hoping to bring out some people to make a show of it.
So what are the next steps after this week of advocacy? How does your advocacy continue?
Well, our advocacy will continue through the Faculty Senate. I'll be part of a committee that's being formed to build a broad-based case to the administration, and you know, that's where we'll take it from here.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, you said that you've been teaching as an adjunct at the University of Cincinnati since 1990.
Yes.
Okay, so that's almost 30 years ago.
Yes, and in fact, I taught one class in 1988, so I've taught in quite a few decades so far.
Okay, so with these issues that you're facing as an adjunct member, why keep doing it?
Excellent question. You know, nobody has a gun to my head and forces me to do it. I'm fortunate that I have a full-time job. I work in publishing. I'm the managing editor of Signs of the Times magazine, and I have taught usually night classes, and now that they've come about, online courses. I teach because I enjoy it. And I think that's the case with most people who do teach for any length of time. That survey that I mentioned, by the way, said that about half of the part-time faculty have been teaching for 5 years or more, and 22% for 10 years or more. So I have some company in longevity. And I think we do it because it's kind of a calling. We love to do it.
And what are some of the experiences of other adjunct faculty members? Do you have a lot of people that you know of who are basically stringing together part-time jobs to make their lives work while they pursue whatever it is they ultimately want to see happen for their professional lives?
Well, there are certainly a number of part-time faculty who do have to teach around, not only at UC, but perhaps Xavier, NKU, Cincinnati State, and they're not really getting benefits anywhere. So these are the people who really have the struggle. Again, I mentioned I'm fortunate that I'm doing it as a second job to a full-time job with benefits, but we're doing this advocacy in part to try to help those people more, those who are solely adjuncts.
Really, because as you get over three courses that you're teaching, you're really at a full-time level. So if you're spreading that out across multiple colleges and universities, you do have the workload of a full-time professor.
Then it's definitely more than 40 hours a week if you're teaching if you're carrying the full adjunct load at two universities.
Mark Kissling, an adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks again for having me.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.